AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In the House a short while ago.
The yeas are 220, the nays are 212. The bill is passed.
The House, on a near party line vote, passes the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Democrats say they were determined to pass the bill a second time after the first measure died last summer in the Senate. Changes may have to be made to the measure if it has a chance to gain support of at least 10 Republicans in the Senate this time to reach the maximum 60 votes needed to advance in that evenly divided chamber. Amid concern about a possible plot to attack the Capitol building, House leaders have decided to wrap up their work week tonight rather than tomorrow.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told lawmakers they are changing their schedule and ending up their week's work now. An insider says it's because of threats by a militia group allegedly planning to storm the Capitol March 4th, which used to be the nation's inauguration date until that was changed in 1933. Supporters of QAnon are saying they believe Thursday former President Trump will rise to power again. And after the deadly January attack at the Capitol, the House decided not to be in session for the day. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The governors of Texas and Mississippi both announced an end to mandatory mask restrictions over the objections of health officials in their states and across the country. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden has asked both to reconsider.
He believes that, and he's hopeful, that people in these states will continue to follow the guidelines that have been set out and the recommendations made by health and medical experts.
The Republican-controlled Arizona legislature passes a measure allowing businesses to ignore mask mandates. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine says the state's mask mandate will continue until a critical mass of people have had a COVID-19 vaccine. This is AP News. The Federal Reserve is out with its latest monthly economic report.
The Fed's report is known as the Beige Book, and it's based on surveys of business contacts by the Fed's 12 regional banks. With more COVID-19 vaccines going out and into people's arms, those contacts expressed optimism about a stronger economic rebound. Reports on consumer spending and auto sales were mixed last month, while manufacturing showed moderate gains despite supply constraints. The Beige Book will form the basis of discussions when Fed policymakers meet later this month. They're expected to keep the Fed's benchmark interest rate at a record low, 0 to 1/4 of 1%, and again signal rates will not rise for the foreseeable future. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Cities along the Mississippi River are taking part in a global study tracking plastic pollution in waterways. People will use an app to log types and locations of the plastic litter along the river, which drains 40% of the continental U.S. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.